Hello, this is Commissioner Eric Boucher of District 4, and as always, it's a tremendous honor to deliver these messages every fifth week to the public. Let them know what's going on in the county. I am an October baby, so I'm a bit partial to this time of the year. The weather is comfortable. There's lots of wonderful outdoor activities to go over and do with you. So I'm going to start with Parks and Rec. We have the Rec and Parks Photo Ambassador Program, in which someone can present their photos and enter into a contest. You can visit the website to check out the details at. Go to the website of Rec and Parks and register for the photo contest. That will help people capture the memories and the beauty of their parks and be involved, and there'll be prizes. Go online, check out the details. Also, Parks and Recs has the Patapsco Valley Regional Gateway. I'm excited about this as someone who likes walking through the woods. This effort continues to develop a 40-mile stretch of trails from Sykesville to the Inner Harbor. If you're that ambitious, that'd be a long hike. But we're looking for public input for the 8.5-mile Sykesville to McKellen area segment. The next public hearing will be September 30th at 6 p.m. Please go online and register to participate and weigh in your concerns about the trail program. We also have Rec and Parks job postings. They are now accepting applications for open positions, including a full-time park superintendent at Piney Run Park and a part-time therapeutic recreation specialist who would develop and oversee adaptive recreation programs. Visit the county website to check that out. That sounds like a really fulfilling job. If someone's out there who's retired or semi-retired, I think that'd be a good chance for you to do something. I want to move on to other stuff that's very important to us, and that's citizen services. I want to thank Director Celine Steckel for providing me this information. We have a growing senior citizen population in our county, and this is all very pertinent information to that group of citizens. Medicare Part D enrollment is from October 15th to December 7th. The Bureau of Aging and Disabilities program is currently taking appointments for individuals who want to review their plans. If you need help with this, please call 410-386-3800 to schedule an appointment. If you are turning 65 this year, then you are eligible for Medicare. If you're still working or not receiving a Social Security check, then it's up to you to proactively enroll in Medicare. So please keep that in the back of your mind as you approach retirement. Powerful Tools for Caregivers is another program we have. It's a six-week series of 90-minute workshops that teach individuals how to care for themselves while caring for someone else. A workshop will be held virtually from November 3rd until the 1st of December. For more information, please contact Leslie Wagner at 410-386-3818. Also have the Diabetes Self-Management Program. It is an evidence-based program that empowers individuals with diabetes to better manage the chronic condition. A virtual workshop series will begin October 14th and be held 6:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. For more information, please once again contact Ms. Leslie Wagner at 410-386-3818. We also have emergency rental assistance programs. If you are a senior citizen in need of help with your rent, please also contact our office. You can reach us at 410-386-6620. Update on our senior centers and our guidelines. We are now opening all of our senior centers 5 days a week, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Appointments are not required. There's certain guidelines. Masks are not required when participants are able to engage in activities that will allow them to remain socially distanced, at least 6 feet apart. Masks are required when participants engage in activities while social distancing is not possible, such as playing card games. Food is only allowed in designated areas. Members may bring a drink into the activity area. Please contact your receptive senior center for questions about activities, mask requirements, and or social distance requirements. So please take advantage of all the programs we have. One of the more exciting stuff that we have going on outside, since it is the fall, get out there and enjoy the weather. Down in Sykesville, I'm excited about this, the Sykesville Cinema Movie in the Park. Saturday, October 9th, The Nightmare Before Christmas, one of my favorites. At 7:30 p.m. at Millard Cooper Park, that's 7282 Cooper Drive in Sykesville. It is free. This is an absolutely wonderful event for families. Bring your children. You can bring your lawn chairs and blankets, and parking will be up at the Sykesville Middle School. So please get the family out and enjoy that. I want to send a special thanks to the mayor of Sykesville and the town council for putting these events together. It just shows the greatness of our community and what brings us together. We also have something exciting and fun for the Halloween season up in Westminster. Ghost Walks of Westminster, October 8th, Friday, 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Join us for a ghost presentation and a stroll through Westminster to visit our local ghosts and legends. The walk is approximately 1.5 miles. In the event of rain, a virtual ghost tour will take place at the library. So meet at the Westminster Branch Library at 500 East Main Street. That'll be a lot of fun. That tour takes you past the old sheriff's department, which is the old stone building in the jail. I think there might be some ghosts in there. That's a pretty creepy looking place. So please join in the ghost walk. Lots more fun stuff going on. We have the Westminster Oyster Stroll, October 9th, 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. This is a blast. The Westminster Oyster Stroll Festival is far more than oysters, music, food, and fun for the community. It is an event designated to raise awareness about the importance of oyster agriculture in the Chesapeake Bay. Attendees will have a chance to meet oyster farmers and taste a variety of flavored oysters throughout the region. That will be held from 11 a.m. until 4 p.m. with DJ. Also, they will have the Reagan years. So if you're like me, you love 80s music, come join in the fun. The tickets are $10 per person. It's well worth it. And it's right in historic downtown on Main Street. So please come out there and enjoy the Oyster Stroll. It is an absolutely wonderful event. I've done it before. So please join us. More fun stuff to do. We have the Carroll County Ag Center Corn Maze. Don't get lost in the corn maze. It is October 10th, 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. starting. And then we go on through Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. on Friday, 2 p.m. to 10 p.m. on Saturday, and on Sundays, 12 p.m. to 6. It is $10 an adult, $5 a child. Children under 4 are free. There are group rates. If you get a group of people together, 15 or more, the price per adults drops to 8 and children 4. So if you get a chance, come on out there to the Carroll County Ag Center. They put a lot of work into growing the corn and cutting it. It's amazing what they do. Sometimes I wonder how they figure out how to get the thing laid out. But if you do get lost, you can wander out of corn so you're not stuck. It's not like the shiny and you're stuck in it. We also have the Fall Harvest Celebration, which is Saturday, October 16th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. out at the wonderful Carroll County Farm Museum. That's 500 South Center Street. Admission is free. All-day events will be going on. You can go to the Carroll County Farm Museum website and get some more details on it, but this is a lot of fun. Anything fall-related, pumpkins, harvest, food, scarecrow stuffing usually goes on. A great event for you and the kids and the family. So please go out to the Ag Center and the Farm Museum to enjoy it. We have the agricultural land preservation. This is a big deal for us here in Carroll County. Carroll County's agricultural land preservation effort is the most successful in the state of Maryland, preserving more farms and more acres through the purchase of land preservation easements than any other county in Maryland. Let me emphasize again, we are leading the state of Maryland in preserving our agricultural land. Carroll County's program also ranks among the nation's top 5 similar programs administered by local governments in the United States. Operating since 1980, the Carroll County program has preserved more than 740 farms encompassing over 75,000 acres. That is a tremendous accomplishment. That's thanks to the continued dedication of our staff to keep this program going. And it maintains our culture of the county as well. In 2020, Carroll County reached the milestone of 75,000 acres preserved. This is 75% of its 100,000-acre goal. To celebrate the occasion, the Fall Harvest Celebration at the Farm Museum will feature a celebration, a bus tour of nearby preserved farms, other related special attractions. An educational campaign will accompany the event promoting the benefits of preserving the community and the importance of public support for growing preserved land acreage to obtain the remaining 25,000 acres. So we're not there yet, but we're 3/4 of the way there. The celebration will be held Saturday, October 16th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Carroll County Farm Museum, and admission is free to the public. A special ceremony will be held there at 12:30 p.m. More details will be provided as it gets closer, but you can always go to the website and check it out. I'd love to see you out there and celebrate this great moment in the history of Carroll County. We also have something here that's dear to me. It's about books. It's a partnership going on. The Department of Public Works Bureau of Solid Waste Recycling Operation is pleased to announce the addition of a drop-off center for Discover Books. Discover Books is a for-profit company that believes in letting the stories live on through reselling, redistribution, and recycling books. What a noble thing to do. The company believes in giving back to the community through book donations to literacy programs. Discover Books keeps books out of the landfills and in the hands of readers. Effective immediately, Discover Books will provide blue book bins at Carroll County's Northern Landfill Recycle and Drop-Off location. The partnership will keep millions of books from being thrown into the garbage. The following items are accepted: softback and hardback books, college textbooks, CDs, DVDs, and video games. They'll have separate containers for those, but if you get there, you'll see the containers. The following items are not accepted: newspapers, magazines, National Geographic, phone books. Who has phone books anymore, by the way? I remember sitting on one as a kid at grandma's table. Bibles, coloring books, wet, moldy, smelly, damaged books. We don't want none of those. Foreign language books, spiral-binded books. So if you have those, they can just be put into recycle and disposal. But that's a tremendous program to see us recycle and saving books. I'm big into reading, and I love it when I hear things like that going on. And I'll wrap up with this. The redistricting committee for Carroll County Commissioners has been in place. This year, following the release of the census numbers, county representatives have begun the process for reviewing and redrawing the five existing commissioner districts. A committee has been assigned by us, the county commissioners. The committee is charged with reviewing the existing five commissioner districts in the county based on the 2020 census data to ensure that districts continue to have a substantially equal population and preparing recommended revisions as necessary. Such recommendations must be submitted to the Carroll County Legislative Delegation to the General Assembly by December 1st this year. The Carroll County Redistricting Committee will hold public hearings at which the committee will conduct business and the public may question and offer comments regarding the existing commissioner districts. There will be several more hearings forthcoming for the public to participate. We have Monday, October 4th, 4:30 p.m. at the County Office Building, room 003. And we also have Monday, October 18th at 4:30 p.m. once again at the County Office Building, also in the same room 003. For more information to follow the committee's progress, please monitor the county's dedicated website. You can just bring up Carroll County, Maryland, and Boards and Commissions, Commissions on Redistricting, and you'll find it. Also, when you go on the county's website, you will see, I believe it's four proposals that have been put out there for the public to review of the maps of the districts. Get a chance, go online, check out those maps, weigh in, you know, email, contact people, show up the hearings, weigh in, because this is what's so wonderful about our democracy. This is a chance for the citizens of Carroll County to determine the boundaries of their politicians, and that's wonderful. I love it when I hear the politicians aren't making their boundaries, that the citizens are making the boundaries. So please participate in the Carroll County Commissioner Redistricting activities so that it will determine what commissioner districts we will have. As always, it is a tremendous honor to serve you as your county commissioner, and get out there and enjoy this fall. There's lots of wonderful activities. God bless and have a wonderful day.